The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
I was reflecting today about the fact that we're surrounded by a culture that emphasizes doing. It emphasizes doing much more than it emphasizes being. So many of us are accustomed to extremely full work days or days of caring for the people we care for. Even our weekends, sometimes people are so tightly scheduled with so many things to do. And I think it's interesting that we came up with the idea of multitasking, which technically speaking, I've heard is not possible, but let's say we try to cram too many tasks in every hour. And this can actually be something that we carry unconsciously into the practice of meditation, into mindfulness, into our approach to the Dharma. And it can show up as a sense that we are doing the meditation. Really natural for a lot of people to experience that at some point. And some people even will say that they feel, if they're doing breath meditation, they'll say that they feel like they're controlling their breathing and they're not sure they can just allow the breathing and observe it. It feels more like they're controlling it. And the sense of doing meditation, you know, that kind of framework can actually result in our doing what is commonly called over-efforting. I've heard the Burmese teacher Sayadaw Utejaniya indicate that observing what we're aware of with mindfulness should not leave us tired by the end of a meditation or the end of a day of meditation on retreat. So that guideline helped me notice when I was over-efforting or doing my practice. Our societal pressure to do more, to fill our days with activity also shows up in the fact that a lot of people are chronically sleep deprived or they're so tired that if they go to a retreat, their body wants to fall asleep the first day or so or more. A few years ago, my own level of exhaustion was so bad that I needed multiple naps every day of a 2-week retreat until the last 2 or 3 days. I was like, wow, this is unreal. So that's another example. And sometimes people feel it on the weekends. Maybe you've had the experience of feeling like you just really couldn't do anything, or you spent one of the 2 weekend days napping or feeling very tired out. But one of the things I love about our practice during happy hour evenings of these sublime states of loving kindness, compassion, sympathetic joy, equanimity, gratitude, all these practices, is that they're a great time for allowing oneself to be with wholesome inclinations of mind rather than doing them. So, for example, one can bring a person to mind for whom you would like to feel goodwill or that you do feel goodwill and simply be with the feeling of goodwill. Some people might feel it sort of radiating from their heart, or they feel the intention of their mind toward the person as they see a mental image or they sense the good qualities that that person has. So another way that I would say this, other than being with the feeling, is that we can rest in these wholesome qualities that we're cultivating. And I can imagine somebody protesting, well, wait a minute, you know, I do make some effort to bring the person to mind, and then I to set my mind in the direction of goodwill. I kind of frame that, or in the direction of compassion. And yeah, that's true enough. But after that, the idea is, once you set that in motion, to see if you might just rest in the wholesome quality, in the feeling of, for example, goodwill. Let your heart, your mind, your body be in the state of goodwill. And by being kind to yourself, you might just experiment this evening with how it is to be with the meditation a little bit more than doing it. So this is an experiment. And however it goes, as with any experiment and any meditation, whatever happens is great. It's right. It's fine. All we have to do is show up and be aware for what's happening. So with those couple comments, allowing yourself to take your time and noticing how you are right now. Just sitting here being aware. Being with the body as it is right now. Being with any emotions, just as they are in the moment. Being with the mind, just as it is. Being with might have the same kind of feeling as sitting alongside a very kind friend, sitting alongside experience as it arises, as it makes itself known in awareness. It's like a friend who doesn't need anything from you. And so relaxed with them that you don't need to do anything either. Just being with. Allowing whatever is here. And taking whatever time you want and need simply to be with yourself this evening. And noticing anyone who comes to mind or is in your mind right now for whom you feel goodwill. And this could include yourself or anyone else in your life. Allowing their image or good qualities to come to mind, or your good qualities to come to mind. Being with any goodwill, any friendliness, any kindness that comes with that. And simply feeling it. Even the smallest inclination doesn't have to be big. Resting in any wholesome feeling or wholesome state that you can feel in yourself right now. It could express itself as calm or appreciation, compassion, care. And if what is arising does not feel good, that is not a problem. Just notice what is here with awareness, being with those feelings in the same way you would be with a person or a being for whom you feel a great deal of care. And gently. No need to judge or change anything that arises this evening. Simply allowing yourself the being with. There's no need to try hard or to make any particular thing happen this evening. Just allow yourself to rest in whatever is coming up. Being easy with yourself. if it's supportive for you, you could allow yourself to mentally say certain words and be with their effect on your body. Words like well-being, safety, happiness, care, kindness, and simply allowing any words that arise to resonate in you, resting with how they feel. So we now have time in some small breakout groups of about three or four people, sometimes two people, to talk a little bit about your experience of being with the feelings that arose, or being with your practice as opposed to doing it. Just, you know, whatever experiences you had, as I emphasized during the practice, whatever came up is fine. But just noticing your relationship in life or in meditation with being versus doing. And as always, when we go into the small groups, it helps if each person just shares one brief thing and you make multiple circles of the rounds of the group, because then everybody's voice gets into the room. And also sometimes we're inspired by something someone else says, and it can bring up something we never would have had arise in ourselves, which is really one of the wonderful things about the breakout groups. It's best to speak from your own experience and just, you know, how it's going for you, what you experience, rather than offering commentary or advice. And if you find yourself in a room on your own, don't worry. I will find you and move you to a room with others in it. So sometimes people drop off at the last minute. And then we'll come back for some time together, and we'll keep confidential what was said in the small groups when we come back. You can share what you experienced or what made an impression on you, but not with somebody else's name attached to it. So please enjoy the 10 minutes together. Welcome back, everyone. We now have about 11 minutes. If you'd like to share any inspirations that came up, any experiences that struck you, questions, anything at all. And if you could raise your Zoom hand, that would be helpful since there's more than one screenful. Yes, thank you, Ilsa.
So our little group was so harmonious and we shared so beautifully that it felt like a conversation in between taking care of your body and breathing meditation and how you bring it into the life. Our little group was so harmonious. I had to tell everybody. Thank
Lovely.
You.
Glad you had that experience. And Aishwarya.
Thank you, Les. I just had a quick question, Les. What is the difference between being and doing? Because today I feel like I realized I'm more in the being state always.
Interesting.
So I, you know, maybe your take on what's the difference.
Yeah, sometimes when we're doing, we're, you know, kind of pushing ourselves to have a certain state of mind, or we may even be pushing ourselves to say the phrases, you know, very intent. I've done that before, very intently, like, you know, may you be well. It's just really laser. There's a kind of a laser focused or an intense quality in the meditation. So it's a little bit like a tiny bit of leaning forward into it. It can take all kinds of different forms. Could be how we talk to ourselves. You know, sometimes people coach themselves a lot, like, oh, no, not that, this way, not that way. That I would categorize as doing. Being might be more receptive, might be more relaxed. And if a image or a thought or something floats up, we're able to allow it to be there, kind of be with it or experience it without having to make it be something, without having to do something about it, just letting one experience follow another at their own rate. So that's a bit of a description. I hope that's a little bit helpful.
Very helpful. Thank you, Les.
Everybody's being with the group. Pat.
Well, maybe I could add that one little bit of an insight came from me, and that maybe I need to begin to work outside, walking in nature and taking my body off the cushion outside. I spend too much time inside at this point. But the challenge of just walking in a being state is different than what I usually am doing when I'm outside, going somewhere with a purpose in mind, and then going somewhere without a purpose in mind. That's very interesting and a challenge.
Thank you so much for that inspiration. A lot of us have trained ourselves really, really, really well. We follow the structure and we follow the form extremely carefully. And this invitation to yourself to go outside and to just be in nature, be outside, in the air, in whatever comes up is lovely. Thank you. Richard.
For me, the way I like when I do compassion, the way I think of it as being rather than doing is that instead of like forcing myself to stay focused on one person, that I allow whoever, whatever pops into my head is sort of needing compassion to like, okay, it's this person now, or it's that group of people now. But it's also like not to beat up myself for the gaps in between. There will be gaps in between where I'm not thinking of anyone, but I still accept that I'm doing compassion practice. Even though it's sort of like commercial time or something, and that I just, well, I don't know. I don't know what you want to make of that.
Beautiful. Thank you for sharing that, Richard, because sometimes it can be the case, especially if we've done this practice for a while, that different beings will pop into mind, different people will pop into mind while we're doing a particular practice, and extending that beautiful quality of being with compassion in that person's presence, sort of mental presence. And then also the idea that there's space. There's peace, there's rest, there's the between, and we don't have to fill it. So thanks for sharing that. And Nick, please.
Yeah, I had the exact same experience as Richard, where I found so many people in my life coming to me, sometimes at the same time. And the only thing I had to do to stop myself from doing was notice if I was going into storytelling. And that was, then I would go back to my breath, and usually another person would come up. As I shared in the small group, there's a lot of people very, very close to me going through some very challenging times right now. And so that was wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you. And I love that distinction that you made. When the mind goes into stories, it's a little bit different than just being with the feeling. Lovely. There's also room here for protests, or wow, that didn't work for me, or anything that wants to be said on the other side of the, because sometimes when we have an invitation like this, the mind kind of goes, what? So I just want to acknowledge that as well. And allow for any experience that's in the Zoom room right now. Yeah, please go ahead.
Earlier I had a feeling of sadness that I feel like a lot of my friends they do need something from me, and sometimes I feel like I can't express what's truly going on in my life because it just wouldn't fit the moment. Or I also brought up how I feel like we're still going through a lot of sluggishness after COVID, even now. And so if I can be my own friend who can listen to all of it, well, that sounds pretty nice.
I love that, to be alongside yourself and be alongside your own experience in that way, because I appreciate you bringing this out, Anne, that often people do have quite an agenda for us, that many people in our lives want stuff, and we want stuff from other people sometimes. So this rare friend, or rare being a friend to oneself in this way of just, I'm just here for you. I'm just being with you. That's really lovely to give to yourself. Yeah, thank you. And thanks to everyone for the notes. People are expressing appreciation for all of you tonight. So thank you. And so, in this last minute that we have, maybe you can just allow yourself to feel that appreciation for your being here with each other and with yourself, with your experience. It's really a beautiful and rare thing in this world for people to take time out like this to nurture and cultivate really wholesome qualities and be with what's difficult, to slow down for that. So, wishing everybody every benefit of this practice. May you all come to freedom from suffering, and may all beings come to freedom from suffering. And if you'd like to unmute and say goodnight to one another and thank you, please do.
Thank you, Liz.
Thanks,
Good
Liz.
night.
Thank
Thank
you, Liz.
you,
Thank you, Liz.
Liz.
Good night, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Good
Liz.
night,
Thank you
Jack.
all.